Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in the house of the Lord again this morning to glorify your name. Amen. Praise God. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and what you mean to us in our lives. We also thank you for the wonderful testimonies that we heard today of the power of God. And we give you all the praise and glory to your name, Lord. We know also, Lord, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. And we ask in the name of Jesus that light will come in our hearts this morning, as always. And glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord. We give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, author and finisher. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now that means he starts something and he finishes it. Praise God. You know, we're going to bring the word of the Lord on that this morning. I want to start at Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm going to start at verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, amen, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. But he is the author and finisher of our faith. You might call him the beginning and the ending. You can call him the architect and the builder. Amen. He not only designs the thing, he actually builds it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can call him the foundation or cornerstone, but he's also the capstone. Amen. Praise God. You know, he's everything. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He is the first and the last, you know. So that means, you know, everything he starts, you know, he also finishes. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. And this is where we're going to be preaching at here this morning for just a little bit. He said that we, being confident of this very thing, well, I'm confident, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And God has started something good in you. Amen? I want everybody to say something good. That's right. You know, it might be a miracle. It might be healing. It might be a blessing. It might be whatever it is that God has started with you. You know, he never starts something and leaves it halfway. He always finishes whatsoever he starts. Praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. The Bible says in Psalm 138 and verse 8. Amen. That the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That means, you know, he will finish it. He will bring it to completion. He will bring it to perfection. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So let's see exactly how he does that. And let's see what the Lord has to tell us about that to build up your confidence this morning. You know, and that, so that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to build up your confidence in God's ability, not only to start whatever it is that he's doing for you, but to bring it to completion. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so if you received healing from the Lord, you know, and, you know, your body is still healing and so forth, God who started that, he will bring it to completion. Praise God. You know, if you, you like the testimony the brother gave, you know, the Lord, he helped you, you know, with your exam, your board exam and so forth like that. God who started that, he will also give you a good job. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, and, you know, so everything that he does, he finishes it and he does it beautifully. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 66 and verse 9, you know, he'll tell you, you know, some of the things that he does and how he does it. If you want to turn to that in Isaiah 66 and turn to me, you know, he says, you know, here's the way he puts it. You know, he said, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, you know. So, I mean, he doesn't just do some you know, halfway job. Amen? You know, if he gives the fruit of the womb, he'll also cause the baby to come forth. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, and if I bring, he says, shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord, or shall I cause to bring forth and then shut up the wound? You know, I mean, you know, he's not a one miracle God. Amen? Praise God. If he does it, if he's done it one time, he'll do it again. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, so, you know, and if he's done it for somebody else, he can do it for you too. Because with God, there is no respect of persons. All in every nation, all those that fear his name and love him and believe that he is able, then God will do the same thing for them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's see some of the things that the Lord has to say about himself real quick. Isaiah 41 and verse 4. He says, who has wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. He said, I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. That means, you know, whatever he starts, he takes you through to the end of it as well. Praise the name of Jesus. I am the first, I am the last, I am he. He said, Isaiah 44 and verse 6. He said, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, every time I hear those words, I am that I am. Oh, I am the first and I am the last. It just makes me, just puts me in awe of his greatness. Praise the Lord. You know, one time Moses, he said, what is your name? And so forth. You know, who shall I say that sent me? And the Lord said, I am that I am. Now that's one name that the nation of Israel, they know that name. Hallelujah. Oh yes, because he told them from the beginning. He told Abraham, you know, and he told every one of them, you know, and he represented himself like that. I am that I am. That's the self-existent God. Praise God. You don't need to know anything else but him. Amen. Hallelujah. I am, he said, the first and the last. Isaiah 48. He said, I am the first and the last, and beside me there is no God. Isaiah 48 and verse 12. Isaiah 48 and verse 12. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Now, all of these scriptures that we are laying down here is to lead us to what we want to say in this message. God is showing us, you know, that when he starts something, he also finishes it. That's what first and last means in so many ways. You know, it means other things about his, you know, his omnipresence and omnipotence, and that he's the only living God. We know that. But it also means, it also reveals a side of God to us in this message, that whatever he starts, he will also finish. Amen. In the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, he said, I am Alpha and Omega. Well, that's another way of saying the first and the last. You know, in the Greek, the Alpha and the Omega, you know, the first and last letters of their alphabet there, you know, I am the first, I am the last, I am Alpha and Omega. He says it again in Revelation 21 and 6. Now let's read this, Revelation 1 and 8 again. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come. You know, well, you know, some of you may never have thought about this exactly, but you know there is no end to God. Amen? How many of you know there is no end to God? So for him to say the beginning and the end, there is no ending to God. There is something else that he's talking about here. You know, that means, you know, when he starts something in your life, he will also finish it. He's not talking about his ending. There's no ending to him. Amen? Praise God. There is no ending to the Lord. Hallelujah. His understanding is unsearchable. And there is no end to his kingdom. His dominion is one that shall never end. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Revelation 21 and verse 6. You know, and the Lord is going to tell us these things to lift our faith. That's the reason why he says these things that he says about himself. He says, and he said unto him, unto me, it is done. Amen. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You know, and he says the same thing in Revelation 22 and 13. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Alpha and Omega, my goodness. Well, that reminds me, you know, of something. When he was on the cross, before he got to the cross, he said something. He said this in John 17 and verse 4. You know, when he was praying, you know, in that garden, you know, before he went to that cross, and he said, Holy Father, you know, keep through thy name those whom you have given to me. And he said all of these things. But he said in verse 4 of John 17, he said, I have finished the work which you gave me to do. Amen, somebody? He never starts anything and leaves it halfway. He always finishes what he starts. Now, there are some of us that start something and can't finish it. You know, we run out of gas or run out of whatever it is. You know, we get discouraged along the way. Not the Lord. Amen. Because he already declares the end from the beginning. He already knows everything that there is to know about everything. You know, so when he starts something, you know, he doesn't have the restrictions and the, you know, the handicaps like we have that will make him not to be able to finish it. In fact, hanging upon the cross on John, in John chapter 19 and verse 30, he said, it is finished. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, he started it and he finished it. Now, you know, if he did that for the greatest thing that mankind needs, which is salvation, you know, how much more will he do? In fact, the Bible says he that gave up his son, held him not back, but freely gave him, you know, up for us, how shall he not with him also give us all these things? If he did that about our salvation, then what do you think he'll do for your everyday need? When some God starts something in your life, he also will bring it to pass. He will bring it to completion. You know, he will not drop you along the way. Amen? Now let's read a story here. One of my favorite stories that I like to read here in the life of Jesus. You know, something that happened with the disciples. You know, in Mark chapter 4. And you've heard me speak on this several times, but it goes right with this message. And I'm going to read from... The reference is actually from Mark chapter 4 verses 35 through Mark chapter 5 and verse 1. You know, that's a reference. You know, but I'm going to paraphrase the story. And then I'm going to tell a different side of it too. Now, in Mark chapter 4, Jesus said unto them, and the same day, and verse 35, when the evening was come, he said unto them, now this is what he said to the disciples. He said, let us pass over unto the other side. Amen, somebody? Now that's what Jesus said. Praise God. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. My goodness. And there were also with him other little ships. And then, you know, there arose a great storm, you know, along the way. Against some wind and the waves beat into the ship and it was now full and so forth. You know, so, you know, and what happened? But he was in the hinder part. He was in the back of the ship. You know, he was fast asleep on a pillow. You know, so that's how the story went. You know, he was fast asleep on a pillow and there was this tempest and, you know, there was all kinds of things going on, you know. The moment that, you know, they got into that ship and they set a sail, you know, it was like all hell broke loose, if you want to use that language, you know. The storm, the tempest, everything, hurricane, everything came out against them, you know, and they were tossed up and down and they thought they were going to perish. But Jesus, he was asleep in the back of the boat. Now, let's take a look at that for a minute. Most of the time, when you're going through some very hard times in your life, it looks like God is asleep. Amen? It looks like he doesn't answer. You know, he looks like he doesn't care. You know? But does he not care? In fact, they went to him and said, Master! Don't you care that we are going to perish? I mean, how can you be sleeping when our lives are in jeopardy here? You know, and the Lord, he woke up and said, what's happening? What are you guys talking about? Jeopardy, you know. The Lord, he knew that the storm was going to pass. Why? Because he said, let us pass over to the other side. He didn't say, let us go and be destroyed in the middle of the sea. You know, so if they would have paid attention to what he said. See, the word of God will always sustain itself. How many of you say praise the Lord? Once spoken, it will sustain itself. Jesus said, let's pass over to the other side. That's what he said. You know, and if you read, you know, the things that happened later on, and then chapter 5 and verse 1, you know, and I'm going to come back to chapter 4, but I want to read this verse 1 of chapter 5 for you real quick. And he said, and they came over onto the other side, just like Jesus said. And if they would have not panicked, they would have weathered the storm. You know, I mean, there's going to be storms. And it's not every storm of life that God wants to rebuke. He will let the storms come. Let the storm do its thing. I mean, Jesus didn't worry about the storm. You know, he would just fast asleep. He was tired, so he just needed to sleep. You know, and he knew the storm would come. He didn't care, you know, that the storm would toss up and down. The storm can toss up and down, but we are going to the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, because that's what he said. You know, and in fact, if you look at the words of the Lord Jesus Christ here, here's what he said. When they asked him and challenged him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind and the sea and said to them, peace, be still. And when the wind ceased, there was a great calm. Then he turned to the disciples and said, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? See, so he linked those two things together. The fear and the unbelief, they go together. And Jesus said, why are you so afraid? In fact, it wasn't his intention to rebuke the storm at all. He was just going to ride it out. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So some of you might be going through some things here this morning, and you say maybe the Lord is silent. Well, maybe he is looking for your faith. Don't let him down. Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus, he had more faith in disciples than they had in him. You know, he thought they could handle the situation, so he just went to sleep. You know, he said, hey, you know, these guys can handle it. You know, and he was disappointed that they couldn't handle it. You know, so he had to get up and rebuke the wind. You know, but they would have known what Jesus said. Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. And anything that the Lord has ever said to you, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will not start with you and dump you in the high sea and then let you drown. He will carry you to the other side. And no matter what you are going through right now, remember, he is not only the author, but he is the finisher. He's not only the architect, but he is the builder. The Bible says that every house is built by some man in the book of Hebrews. But he that built all things is God. See, now every your life, you must allow him to have his way. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. When he starts something for you, if you're believing the Lord, if you gave your life to Christ for salvation, you know, then you need to let him carry you on through till the end. Amen? Praise God. You cannot start in the spirit and then try to now finish it in the flesh. You know, you've got to let God have his way. And if he started something for you, if you believe in God for a miracle, and you pray and say, Lord, you know, I want this, I want you to do this for me, and maybe he gave you a business, and you start a business, and so forth like that, and then all of a sudden, every day you worry. See, that Jesus, you know, he might get up and say, you know, why is it that you are so fearful? How come you have no faith? See, you know, don't you know that the Lord who started the good work, he will also finish it? Hallelujah, somebody! Everything that he started in your life, you know, in fact the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. Everything that God started in your life, he will also bring it to completion. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, you know, we see as this year is closing, and we know you have some good things for your children. Amen. Now, the good things that God started, some good things God has started in some of you this year. Hallelujah. But you know, panic, unbelief, fear, and limiting God, you know, would cause, you know, the things that would otherwise have been yours to pass by you. You know, so let's not limit God. Let's know that what God has started, he is able also to finish. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's why he calls himself the Alpha and the Omega. That's why he calls himself the beginning and the ending. Praise ye the name of the Lord. If there's ever anything in your life that's started and you're wondering about it, you know, God is not a quitter. Amen. You know, God is not a quitter. You know, and if you are a chip of the old block, you won't be a quitter either. Amen. If you've got the seed of the Lord, you will not be a quitter. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God has given in you the ability for you to succeed. But you must see him as not only the person that helped you to get started, you must see that he's with you all the way and he will see you till the end. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. Some of you might be going through some things here today. All of us are always going through things. But if you look at it in the concept of what Jesus said here, let us pass over onto the other side. You might say it this way, you know, and I ask you, you know, if somebody is facing some situations and so forth, everybody, by their own admission, says it. They say, well, I'm going through some things right now. That's what everybody says. Nobody says, well, I'm going into some things right now. You know, everybody always says, well, I'm going through some things. Well, by your own admission, that already means you're coming out on the other side. Because going through means you're coming out on the other side. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the psalmist said, though I walk through, not into the valley of the shadow of death. Oh no. He already knows he's coming out on the other side. Hallelujah, somebody. I know I'm coming out on the other side. So I may be going through some things right now, but I'm coming out on the other side. You know, because Jesus is with me. And if Jesus is in your boat, that boat cannot perish. Doesn't matter whether he's in the back. Doesn't matter wherever he's at. He is still the master. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. And as long as he is in the boat, oh yeah, you just relinquish control to him. Amen. You know, I said one time, I said, you know, God is not in control of everything. And I remember the day I said that, you know, hell no, he's not. He is in control of the things that you relinquish control to him to have control over. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to live a life of unrighteousness and so forth, he'll let you do that, you know, and so forth. But there are some things that are in his eternal purpose that he will step in sometimes and overrule. But most of the times, he'll let people do whatever they want and so forth like that, you know, because he gave us a free choice. Amen. But if you turn your life over to him, then he will be in control of your life. The steps of a righteous man are the ones that are ordered, not the steps of everybody, but the steps of a righteous man who has turned his life over to the Lord. They are ordered from above. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you let God be in control of your life, if you turn your life over to Him, then let Him be in control. Don't give Him control one day and then grab control back. You know, and then you'll be struggling and so forth like that. You know, no, you let Him be in control. Praise the name of Jesus. And you know, the Lord, you know, He speaks to us in various ways. You know, He uses even nature to teach us things about Himself. You know, and you know, so, you know, that's the, you know, you look at life and look at things around you. You know, you cannot, you know, be struggling with somebody who is driving the car. You know, and struggling with them, you know, trying to take control of the steering. You end up in a wreck. Is that true? You let one person drive. Praise God. You know, so you look at the things, you know, like that, you know, natural things around us and so forth. But when God is the driver, when God is in control, when you turn control over to Him, praise God. You know, then He's in charge. Praise God. When He's in charge, you know, He will also, because He is in charge, He will also give His angels to have charge over you. And they will watch over you in all your ways. That's because you committed your way unto Him. Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways. And lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, commit your ways unto Him. And He shall bring it to pass. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Hallelujah. A short exhortation for us this morning. To know that God starts the work, but He is also able to finish it. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, whatever God has started in your life, you know, perhaps it is in the area of, you know, healing, you know, but maybe you're still wondering and say, well, you know, I still feel this way and so forth. He already started a good work. And He's going to finish it. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And the brother gave a testimony and he said something about it. He said, your spirit cannot be sick. And that's true. See, praise God. It is your body that can wither away. But the spirit, man, you know, if you're strong, you know, the Bible says, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. You know, and you're strong. You know, He said, quench ye like men. Stop being weak and stuff like that. You know, be strong in the Lord. That's in the inner man. That's in your spirit man. Praise God. And no sickness can ever defeat that. Praise God. In fact, if you're down, the devil tries to get you down, you know, then you know, your spirit man, if you rise up in your spirit, hallelujah, and link up with the spirit of the Lord, then you can overcome every situation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. No matter what you are going through here this morning, I want you to know that God who started the good work with you. You know, maybe along the way there are trials, there are temptations, there are whatever and so forth like that, but He will bring you. Kind of like He brought them out of that, you know, brought them out of Egypt and He was taking them to the promised land, you know, but then they thought, oh well, you know, we don't know about this God and so forth. You know, let's do it our own way now. Well, you saw the result of it. For 40 years, they wandered around the wilderness. God, a journey that would have taken them merely 40 days, took them 40 years until they all died. Because they didn't believe that the same God that brought them out could also take them in into the promised land. You know, they didn't believe that. And so they all died. They all perished in the wilderness. You know, let's not be like that. Amen? When God starts to do something for you, keep on believing. And keep on believing for more. And God will keep on walking with you. Every step of the way. And whatever He has started, He will keep on doing until He brings it to completion. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 For those of you who are students and so forth like that, you know, if the Lord, you know, hey, the Lord, you know, you can't do anything by yourself. The Lord is the one that does everything. You know, He started, you know, with you. You know, you trust Him and He'll bring you through. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. He'll bring you through. You know, I've been a student before. You know, and I know how it is and so forth like that. But if you trust the Lord, but you do your part. Amen? Praise God. God always wants us to do our part. You know, that's why He said to Peter one time, He said, well, you go down, you know, and to the sea and catch a fish. And the first fish you catch, you open it up and you'll find a coin in there and bring it and pay for the tax for me and for you. Well, He could have snapped His finger and given him the coin. Amen? He could have done that. But He didn't. God, He wanted to teach Peter a lesson. Praise God. And Peter had to leave and go to his house and get his fishing gear and then go to the lake or whatever. And it took him some time to do all of that. And he was thinking about that the whole time. And he had time to doubt what God said. Amen? Because God, you know, the Bible says the word of the Lord is tried. Every time He tells you something, He'll try it. And how He tries it, He'll delay the promise. That's how He tries it. You know. But He wants to see whether you will quit or whether you will give up. Praise the name of Jesus. And every time He gives you a promise, you know, then He'll delay. Then He'll allow some Amalekites and some of these Philistines and some of these other things to come in along the way and so forth. And then see whether you will give up. Even though He promised you the promised land, will you give up because there's Amalekites on the way? Will you give up because there are these Philistines and so forth? Will you give up? Or will you keep pressing on? Do you know that the Lord who brought you out is also able to take you in into the promised land? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. If you know that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith here this morning. Praise God. Now, the Bible says that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe at that time that you pray. And then you shall have them later. Amen. So I'm going to believe the Lord this morning. The Bible also say that freely you have received. So freely give. Praise God. You know, so, you know, I could give out some money this morning to everybody here, say, you know, and all that and so forth. But I don't think, you know, that that's what I'm going to do. But I am going to give you what I can give. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, that's, you know, Peter one time he said, well, silver and gold I don't have to give you, but I'm going to give you something, you know, that I can give. Praise God. Hallelujah. And here is something that I can give. You know, this faith that God has given, it works. I have seen it work all the time. Praise God. And that is the one thing that I can give you here this morning. Is I can pray by faith in the name of the Lord and believe with you that God will open your eyes to see Him not only as the author but the finisher of the trip, of the journey that you are on. Whether it's a project, a mini project in life, or life's project itself, whatever it is, He started with you, He will see you through to the end. So you just keep believing. Don't doubt along the way, you know, just because there are problems and so forth, or because there are waves and so forth. Remember what He said, let us pass over to the other side. That's what He said. And to the other side, you are going. Yes. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, sometimes people need a little boost and a little help. And that's what prayer like this does for you. If you need that little boost and if you need that little help, I'm going to believe the Lord with you. Hear this one. With every head bowed, hear this one. I want to see your hand up if you say, you know, I need that little boost. I want the Lord, you know, to do something extra special for me. You know, maybe I've doubted along the way, but now I know that God is able. And I know that He's able to perfect that which concerneth me. And if you need that little boost, with every head bowed, I want to see your hand up and I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to release something for you. Praise the Lord. I see some hands up. I see some hands up. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, look at the hands that are lifted up. They want a little boost in their lives. Praise God. And every one of us in here this morning, we have heard the word of the Lord. We know, and we know that you are able to do these things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, those of you that have your hands up, I want you to come and put your hand in my hand. And let's believe the Lord together. The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything. Now, I believe God. Praise God. Now, as you put your hand in my hand, I want you to believe God. And God is going to work a miracle for you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Lord Jesus, as they put their hand with my hand, I believe that God will work a miracle for each one of them, Lord. And give them that boost to carry them on through. That they may know that you are not only the beginning, but you are the finisher of everything in their lives in Jesus' name. Praise God. Put your hand here. Put your hand here, brother. Let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Put your hand right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's no magic in these hands, but there is faith in the air. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Believe the Lord. Put your hand right here. Praise God. Let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord 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 Jesus. Put your hand right here. Let's believe the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Lord, I pray that you watch over that word to perform it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And the Bible says that the Lord, you know, when the people, you know, and so forth, when they touched the Lord, there was virtue that went out of him. Praise God. And I know the virtue of the Lord this morning went into every one of you to fulfill that which you are believing God for. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.